It's Tuesday, August 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Are insurance companies nearing their limits with ransomware up and hiring harder? And boards are increasingly compensating CEOs on environmental, governance, and social metrics and why we care. This is the Business of Tech. Proofpoint and the Ponemon Institute say the cost of phishing attacks has tripled since 2015. T-Mobile announced a breach last week. More than 40 million people had records stolen. The attack is noted as a straightforward data theft one with an intention to sell the data. Another group claims to have stolen 70 million users' worth of data from AT&T. The company has denied the breach. This breach, too, to sell the data. Microsoft, too, feeling their name close to a data breach. This one related to data leaks from a COVID-19 contact tracing database in Indiana with the use of Power Apps, exposing 37 million data records. Key to this one, default permissions inadvertently set to incorrectly. Not a vulnerability, and instead what could be termed bad user interface design. Huntress Labs reported on scanning Microsoft Exchange servers and tracking about 1,900 Exchange servers. All are missing patches for at least two active exploits. The Verge has a piece covering research on hospital ransomware attacks. CISA has been able to show that hospitals did worse on patient care when navigating a cyberware attack than in hospitals that didn't. Two more CEOs of insurance companies have cited price increases and are worried about them. AIG's CEO said rates raised 40%, and Chubb's CEO noted that price raises still don't reflect the risk of a catastrophic cyber event. Quoting CyberScoop, ransomware now accounts for 75% of all cyber insurance claims, up from 55% in 2016, according to the credit ratings agency AM Best. The percentage increase in claims is outpacing that of premiums, said a June report, which concluded that the prospects for the cyber insurance market are grim. Fitch Ratings in April found that the ratio of losses to premiums earned was at 73% last year, which is jeopardizing the profitability of the industry. Client take-up rate, or the proportion of existing clients opting for cyber insurance, rose 46% in 2020, according to the Government Accountability Office. And here's a hiring tidbit for security professionals. Alyssa Miller, a security officer and speaker in cybersecurity, researched entry-level jobs. Almost three-quarters of entry-level job vacancies she looked at ask for a Certified Information Systems Security Professional, CISSP, something which takes years of training, costs money to take an exam, and isn't realistic for someone looking for their first job in the industry. Now, why do we care? Let's work backwards. We need more security expertise, and most organizations and IT providers are going to need to build it. So be realistic about that. Entry-level jobs are needed to train and build more expertise, and requiring a CISSP is not entry-level. The insurance companies are clearly starting to close ranks on this issue. Those rates and loss levels are unsustainable, and policies will begin to be changed. Amid a landscape of impacting business, not a lot of data on patient care impacts, so this CISA data, which is still unpublished, will be scrutinized and reviewed. I talk about financial incentives often, so let's look at Axios's coverage on this topic recently. About 100 S&P 500 companies link a portion of short-term incentives for CEOs, similar to annual cash bonuses, to environmental, social, and governance metrics, according to ISS Corporate Solutions. That's up from roughly 68 in 2020. Nearly three-fourths of those metrics are around the workforce, including diversity and inclusion. Banker bonuses in Europe are increasingly being pegged to how firms are contributing to a better society, Bloomberg reported. Now, why do we care? Executive leadership responds to the metrics they're measured on, just like any individual or organization. Early in my career, I learned to always ask what a partner or vendor was compensated on, and it remains a staple of my approach. Is management compensated on profit, on growth, on net new customers? Now, boards are linking issues like the environment and society's large benefits to compensation. This is a huge step for changing the makeup of organizations. My next question is an and, not an or. Businesses have to do more than one thing at a time. Because, and, how are they being compensated around addressing cybersecurity? If one couples research that Wall Street investors have gotten data breach fatigue, because the impact isn't as long-lasting, a share price drop of about 3.5% within 14 days of disclosure, better than the 2019 metric of 7.27 drop. Meaning, breaches are now even less impactful on the other metrics, such as profitability or stock price, and thus the indirect statement of, to stay profitable, one must not be breached, is less true. Now, kudos to boards for holding to account on environmental, social, and governance. Will breach prevention make the cut? IT providers should be asking their vendors for sure. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. Take advantage of the good weather and duck out to an outdoor concert. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.